We're in business again.
All right.
And we were talking about, well, we're talking about food.
Well, we've
something
been talking
about the cows. You were starting something.
Oh, yes. Talking about dairy products,
yes,
was that you always, you know, they use everything. The clabbered milk that they make cottage cheese out of and stuff like that now, you fed that to your chickens.
Hmm. And now we buy that at the store.
Sure. And think it's good.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
And you always saved your eggshells and fed them back to your chickens so that they would have strong shelled eggs. And red eggs are the best things. And we always had what we call Rhode Island Reds. Now, some people liked white Leghorns, but as long as I've lived, and we still buy our eggs from people out in the country,
mm-hmm,
and I'd rather have a red egg than a white egg. Some people don't think there's any difference, but it's just what you're used to.
Now, what do you call the different parts of an egg? You mentioned the outside of the shell.
The yolk and the white.
Did you ever get double?
Yes, you get a double yolk once in a while. Great big egg. You wonder how they can produce it.
Yes, one does. Can I have a minute?
Go ahead.
Your next meal after breakfast would usually be?
What you call dinner. Mm-hmm. All my life it's been called dinner. We do call it lunch now, or something to eat in the middle of the day. But it was called dinner, and the evening meal was called supper.
Now, what would a sort of typical dinner be?
You mean in earlier years?
In earlier years.
Well, you usually had a meat of some kind, because my dad always, he was a meat and potato man. And you usually had potatoes of some kind. Vegetables and fruit in season. In the winter time, you had lots of potatoes. My dad always liked hash brown ones. He never did care for French fried. You know what a hash brown potato is?
I eat them, of course. I never cook them.
Well, you just boil your potatoes. And then you cut them up and put butter in the skillet and brown them. Mm-hmm. And they're soft and hot, where more buttery than a French fried.
Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of bread would you have for dinner?
You usually had cornbread. And then if you wanted a loaf of bread, well, you had it. You could buy it for a nickel a loaf when my mother first came. I'll tell you something. We were talking about food and food prices and what you had to eat. And one of the things that my dad used to like was red salmon. Now, that was a supper meal. Open a can of red salmon, and that's the large can. And you get it for 15 cents or later on 25 cents. And he liked that, with hot pepper sauce on it and crackers, and he could make a meal on it with coffee. But going back to what lunch, you used to have all kinds of vegetables. You always had a bean, some kind of beans. My mother was never a great baked bean fixer because it took so everlasting long. But you always, we liked, black-eyed peas was what I liked better than anything of the bean field.
Now, what was your mother cooking on all this time?
She cooked on a wood stove till 50. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't give it up. We've had a wood stove in this house.
Mm-hmm.